אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Thank you, Nitza, for hosting me in your program. I'm Eitan Drori. I live in Melbourne for over 20 years. I was taking care of a few roles. I was the representative of the United Israel Appeal for 4 years, then later on working for the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. In principle, I'm today the chairman of the Global Israeli Leadership Organization that in a way makes the connection between Hebrew-speaking communities worldwide outside the United States of America. In the United States, you have the IAC, the Israeli-American Council. The Global Israeli Leadership is representing Israeli communities outside the United States, Canada, South Africa, Central and South America, Europe, Australia. All in all, we have also representation in Israel. We are a registered organization.
Eitan, how many Israelis live overseas around the world?
Various statistics, but in principle, you're talking about between 900,000 to a million, where it's divided to 500,000 in the United States and 500,000 outside the United States.
So how do you see the role of the Israeli that lives overseas?
I think that Israel slowly acknowledged the importance of Israelis living outside Israel as an asset to represent Israel. It's a new time, modern time. It's not anymore the Yordim. The terminology Yordim is taken completely off the agenda. You're talking here about ambassadors of goodwill, people from different disciplines and different industries, from the advanced technology to academia, to law, and you can see amazing Israelis living overseas. Most of us are on relocation, short or long-term stay in different countries. In Asia, you have a major Israeli community. I don't know if you know, the few thousands live alone in Singapore. We have Israelis really all over today, and all of them are in great relations with the embassies. And our organization, the Global Israeli Leadership, is doing the utmost on one hand to make Israel a different, I would say, aid organization. We are giving everything possible to advocate for Israel, to build the amazing relations between the countries that we live and Israel in everything to do with innovation, advanced technology and science. Meanwhile, our organization is doing the utmost to be included in the Jewish world. The Jewish Agency for Israel and the chairman, Isaac Herzog, made it now possible for Israelis to be included in the round table during the corona crisis. We are sitting in the round table as representatives of Israelis, of Hebrew speaking Jewish people who live worldwide, and he makes us part of it because we want to be part of Jewish communities. The whole idea of having two organizations in the United States and here is especially to make the maximum effort to be an integral part of the Jewish world. We don't want to lose the second and third generation Israelis somewhere. We want them to be Jewish. We want to help them to keep the identity, to keep the language. Israel is the heart of the Jewish people, and Israelis should speak Hebrew. Hebrew, not only Israelis. I think that the message of Buzhi Herzog is that all the Jewish people should speak Hebrew, because Hebrew is not only a language, it's a culture. Those are the things that we've taken upon us.
We are talking to Eitan Drori, the chairman of the Global Israeli Leadership Organization, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Eitan, how do you see the dynamics between the Israelis around the world and the local Jewish communities?
We are, as I said, the Global Israeli Leadership will have an emphasis in the future. We are now covered in our board with 9 members from South Africa, from France, from Spain, Italy, from Britain, from Mexico, from Australia, from Germany, from Switzerland. We are trying now to develop a network, and the message to the Jewish community is very, very clear. Please accept us. We can contribute. We should be part of decision making. It's not only about sitting in a hall and listening to local leaders. Our job is to be part of it, is to give and give an impact. We can do it because many of us are very, very experienced in education, innovation. We can mentor Jewish kids who are coming to a point where they have to decide if to go to innovation, if to go to medicine or to go to engineering or to go to accounting. Israelis are there to be part of the Jewish communities worldwide.
What do you do practically to achieve it?
But we are in an effort now to raise funds and start programs. For example, one of the next ideas will be to develop a Hebrew network, teaching network. We are trying to help the Jewish communities now during the corona and create an environment for Jewish kids to sort of overcome the restrictions on traveling to Israel with Masa, with Taglit. And we are trying now in different places worldwide to fulfill it. Not to mention that we are great supporters of the scouts, of the Tzofim. Garin Tzabar is an amazing project that takes place already now with the major help of the Global Israeli Leadership Organization in operating now in Sydney and Melbourne, which is an amazing success for the Israeli community here to see Israeli kids cultivating Hebrew and Israel culture within activities over weekends with scouts. There's a lot of things that we are now pushing forward with the Jewish agency. We call it Shatap. It's a cooperation between the Jewish agency and the global Israeli leadership that hopefully will come into effect post-corona when we'll be able not just to communicate on Zoom, but that we can meet. You know, one of our aims is to have Israeli kids from worldwide meeting together on the holy soil of Israel, in different programs, in Kaitanot, in summer camps, and other things. And of course, one of the items to raise funds for us would be to develop a major business forum for Israelis from worldwide, especially young Israelis, parents of kids who are going out to preliminary and high school, and have them as a network to raise, we call it social entrepreneurship. We have to develop the Israeli community talking together, not only about making money, but also making money to support the communities.
Eitan Drori, Chairman of Global Israeli Leadership Organization, thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.